Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
We're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air.
Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
Two, one.
We are our own, like, walking white trash circus.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to the Kelly Mano Radio Show. I want to profess my love for Hoss and for producer Stephanie for getting up at this god-awful hour.
I've been up for a few hours.
Yeah, I mean, you actually look a little bit chipper. I mean, you're kind
of... Oh, I'm in a really good mood.
Well, I know you're in a good mood, and we're gonna do a whole segment on that in a little bit.
It's exciting.
But for those of you who are new to the show, we have been a podcast for, well, we just celebrated our one-year anniversary. Hoss is my co-host, Stephanie is my producer, and we are just a fun morning show, and you can hear us every Monday morning at kellymano.com. And a lot of you are listening today because you heard about the Hatchimal secret that I'm going to give away.
Yep.
And actually, Hoss knows the Hatchimal secret. Hoss hooked me up with, he was the middleman for the Hatchimal secret.
That's the truth.
And I thought, there's no way that this actually works.
Oh, it works.
And now I have three Hatchimals in my house.
Yeah, it works. It's legit. It's not smoke and mirrors or hocus pocus.
They haven't even told me yet.
No,
so
Stephanie doesn't
know
yet. I'm
going to find out.
And so
with you guys.
We're going to get into that in a little bit. And we're going to give away one on the air because I actually ended up with too many Hatchimals. So I only need...
We have lots of giveaways then.
We do have giveaways. If you guys wait until the end of the show, we have a major concert announcement. And I believe Hoss is our giveaway coming with that announcement.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Does somebody get to sit on your lap during the concert?
No, but you better prove you're worthy of this.
All right. We will make it very, very hard for them.
Yep. We're not above bribing you to listen.
Not at all. So how was everybody's weekend?
It was all right.
Yeah. Anything interesting? Or it was so cold and rainy. There wasn't a lot to do.
I stayed inside. We swapped rooms. We had an office and a guest room, and we swapped them.
Oh, nice.
So it was a lot of moving furniture and relocating electronics and computer equipment. And so nice indoor activities.
You know, I have avoided that Chip and Joanna Fixer Upper show for months. Like, everybody talks about it.
I don't have cables.
So actually good.
Oh, I turned it on the other day, and the minute the episode aired, I'm like, Jimmy, take that ottoman and put it in the front room. Take the recliner and put it in that corner. And then we're going to get rid of this ottoman. And he's like, what are you doing? And I go, I watched Fixer Upper.
Oh, my poor father. Now that my mom and dad are both retired.
Yeah.
My mom will get up. And if she's not watching Law and Order, she's watching Home Fix-It shows.
Yes.
And doesn't understand that they're edited.
Right.
She's like, they did this in a day. And I was like, No, they didn't.
Not only do they
it was
do
eight
that.
Weeks.
Yes. So I was on set for, I was the photographer for, what's Ty Pennington? Move that bus.
Home Makeover.
They did an episode in St. Louis and they hired me as their lead photographer, like their still photographer for all their website stuff. And Ty and all those guys, they were there for like one day. And then they hauled out of town and a bunch of real construction people came in and did it. And then they came back on the last day.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, whoa, they really don't do stuff.
Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. No, not at all. I don't know. I mean, maybe Chip and Joanne are different. I don't know. I don't want to.
I think they are.
Yeah, I think they have a legit business and that's what they do.
But it's amazing. Like, I also read somewhere that a lot of those shows, like there's one where these two people come in and you can tell them what you want done to your house. And one person will price out what it would cost to do that. And then the other person would be like, you could use the same money and buy a new house.
Yes, it's like
Property Brothers. Isn't that Property Brothers?
Yeah,
I forget who it is.
No, it's Love It or List It.
They're coming under fire now for like using people who have already decided to buy a new house.
Yeah. Oh.
Or like showing people houses that aren't really on the market and stuff like that.
Well, I need to get my friend Lisa on the show because she was like on an episode of House Hunters where they show you like three different houses and you have to pick one.
I've heard that one's got some shenanigans in it too.
It does. I don't remember exactly what she had said about it. But
most of those people have already bought the house.
Right.
You know, they've already bought the house that they're ultimately going to buy.
Right.
And so they just show them two more and then they go, well, this one, and this one, when they've in reality already bought one of
you're
them.
You're right, because buying a house is so hard. That show would never exist because so many times the offers fall through.
Yep.
So if they didn't already have a contract in place. Yeah.
You know what angers me the most of those shows is when the people come in and look at a room or look at a house and be like, I don't like that paint color. It's paint.
Changed the name.
It's paint.
Yes, but there's people who are like that who don't have a vision of being able to fix things. When we moved into this house, every room had floral wallpaper and blue carpet. And so my phone is going off. Where is it?
It is.
It's got to be my husband because.
Like, I just, if you're going to buy a house, it's obviously, unless you're building it, it's not going to be 100% what you want. If you walk into a room, you're like, wow, this is a great size room, but I don't like that there's a polka dot wall. And that is the deal breaker for you?
Right.
You are full-blown stupid.
That is so funny. Hey, Stephanie, write my friend back and tell her I don't think she's live. She just texted me a question about the show. Didn't I ask about November Rain, if that was a song?
That was last week.
Tell her she's listening to last week's show.
Oh. Yeah, it was last week.
And so I, like, a lot of sports news over the weekend. We lost Matt Holliday, which we knew
was coming. And it's only a one-year deal, which makes me think that he's either not getting what he thought he was going to get as far as like a multi-year deal.
Right.
Or that he's just going to try to one-year it here and there and see what's going on.
And I mean, some players do have success with that late in their career.
What's his name? He used to be our outfielder.
Beltran?
Yeah, he did the same thing.
Yeah, no. And then Vladimir got a hat trick, the Blues game.
Yeah.
I was there for it.
That was a great game.
That was a
We have no defense, but it was a great game.
That was a fantastic game. I took Rocky to the game, and we had fantastic seats. And Vladdy got that first goal, like, 30 seconds in, and then he got the second one, like, right away after that.
And that third goal was crap.
And, well, it was funny, because as soon as he scored the second goal, I looked over at Rocky, my 12-year-old, and he's wearing this Yadier Molina hat, those M4 hats that he had to have for his birthday, and that sucker was $40.
Yeah, they're expensive.
Yep.
And so the minute that third goal went, there was, like, a wrestling match in the blue stands of me and my son trying to, I'm like, you're not throwing that hat.
First rule of hockey games is you never wear a hat that you wouldn't throw. Never wear a good hat.
I couldn't believe what a rookie mistake. And so what happens with the hats after the hat trick?
I saw an article about this.
What happens is they are first offered to the player who scored them. Mm-hmm. So I guess he can either take some, all, or none.
I've seen his house. I don't think he wants a collection of dirty hats.
I wouldn't think so. Most people are like, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
And then after that, whatever's not taken by the player goes to a homeless shelter.
Yes.
And they're given out to area homeless people.
So if you want your hat back.
Either pray that you know the guy who scored the goal so you can be like, keep your eye out for this hat.
Yes, yes.
Or you need to go to the homeless shelter and look swarthy so you can get your hat back.
I've seen once in a while, I think if it's a really, really monumental hat trick, I've seen them actually put them in trophy cases.
I know they used to. There used to be like...
I want
to
say the Capitals have one.
What do they?
The Blues used to, one of the display cases in the main concourse, like for a week afterwards, they would just dump all the hats in there so you could see them.
Yeah.
That would be cool, though. That'd be a neat. Like,
but yeah, there's my hat I threw away.
I think it would be cool to stick them in the trophy case for like the season, you know, and then, you know, put the date and who scored them and all that good stuff. So, that was it. Matt Holliday, Vladdy. I got to hang out with some athletes over the weekend. I did I photographed the Stray Rescue event. It was a very fancy gala, and I ended the night with my underwear and my camera bag.
Wow.
What now?
I wore the butt pads. And
okay.
And something was wrong with the dress I was wearing. And I could not get them to stay up. And I couldn't photograph at the same time. So I went in the bathroom. And I just, on a whim, was like, I'm just taking these suckers off. And I took them off. I'm like, where am I going to put them? But I had my camera bag. So they went in the pocket, which was the same pocket where I carried the dead bunny all day.
Nice.
So that pocket has seen.
That's some stuff.
Has seen better days. But I got to meet Joe Buck. I've never met Joe Buck
before.
He's
really nice. I met him at the Katy Perry meet and greet.
He's fantastic. Yeah. I don't understand the Joe Buck haters.
It's because he's not his dad.
I guess so. Because, you know, I work with a lot of athletes. And there's, and not that Joe's an athlete, but I'm going to put him in that category anyway. There's athletes who treat you like you're the hired help there for the day. And then there's athletes who treat you like a person and talk to you. And he and I sat and talked about photography. And I told him that I was getting my husband his book for Christmas. And, you know, he was just having a good time. He was a nice guy.
He's a very nice guy.
Yes. And also, can we take away Donald Trump's Twitter?
Oh, boy. Oh,
please, somebody.
He is like a teenage
for the love
girl.
Of Pete.
He really is. It's like.
Did you see the SNL skit?
It was great.
Yeah. And then did you see the NBC headline? It said, Donald Trump tweets his disapproval of SNL's tweeting parody.
Like, he does not get it.
I know. It's like, do you see the irony in this? I'm pretty sure. No,
he doesn't.
And not only that, but like, you're going to be running our country. Mm. Get it together. I really thought that once he was elected, he would start. Like calming down a little bit.
Well, I got to imagine that once he's actually inaugurated, his Twitter is going to be extraordinarily censored.
Well, he won't
be able to do it himself.
No. It'll be like combed through by Secret Service and everything else before anything gets tweeted.
Well, and, you know, when President Obama got elected, that was our first president when like smartphones started.
Yeah.
And I remember the big story was that they took away his BlackBerry.
Yep.
So Donald Trump is not going to have a Twitter, and he's going to be like a toddler having a tantrum because every time somebody makes fun of him, he can't, you know.
Well, that
you can't tell him how
we've got what 30 something days left before he's inaugurated.
What did they say? 7 weeks.
He still hasn't announced who and how he's going to separate himself from his businesses, because
that's right,
through the Constitution he cannot be the chair of any of his companies.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's a conflict.
I thought Ivanka was going to do it.
It hasn't been said publicly.
Oh, okay.
I would imagine she is, or all the kids in some capacity, but he cannot be involved because it's a conflict of interest.
But do you think he's going to secretly try to do both?
100%.
Because could you imagine building a business from like the ground up, which is for, you know, love him or hate him, which is kind of what he did.
Yeah.
And then just being able to step away from it for a couple of years.
From the dynasty. Yeah. Someone like that who's been in a position of power for that long. It doesn't matter that you're moving over to this, which is even more powerful in some ways. He's not going to let go.
No, I don't think he is either.
So it's... while you were hanging out with athletes on Saturday night, did you get to hear the story of dinner with your family and I?
No, I saw a post on Facebook because when I was leaving for the dinner, I got a text from you saying, "Hey, Manos, what are you guys doing for dinner?" And I'm like, "Hey, I got to work, but Jimmy and the kids are going to be home." So
Jimmy, I always know that Jimmy's up for Mexican.
Yes.
So we decided we wanted to do that. And I had to bribe two of your children with dessert.
Because they don't like Mexican food.
So
what?
If it's not macaroni and cheese, they're not eating.
Which, by the way, was still a funny thing because the one child who wanted Mexican got a grilled cheese.
Was that Rocky?
No, that was Lucy.
Okay.
Libby Lou got a grilled cheese as well. We had to like full on describe with the waiter to Rocky what he was ordering, because he's like, "I just want rice." and she was like, "No, you're getting this." And he's like, "You know those things you get at QT? These are like those." Okay. "You're gonna like it." Okay. He took two bites. No.
He did.
It was done.
He
just ate
like
his rice.
It.
But the best part was, so we get done with dinner, we're all just talking, everything's fine, and one of your children, who I've graciously said I will hide the identity of to save them embarrassment, stands up and announces, not quietly, by the way, because there's other tables around us, "I'll be right back, my butt is going loco."
That had to be Lucy, because she's the only person who would even know a Spanish word for something.
That's awesome.
Well, I mean, it's true. When you eat Mexican, that's kind of what happens.
But she was so happy to announce it. Like, had this big smile on her face.
I know. I've tried telling her. I'm like, "Quit farting in front of boys. I made that mistake growing up. They're not going to like you if you keep doing that."
Oh, no. I adore her.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, if you're still with us this far, we should have Starbucks by our next break.
Please.
Stephanie, you're doing very good for not having caffeine. So whenever we get back, I am going to tell the Hatchimal secret.
Woo!
And I'll show this to you, even though we're not going to talk about it. I never in my life thought I would see that.
Wow! So
that's
that is the big concert announcement.
That's the official press release.
Awesome.
That's amazing. So, I mean, a lot of people are already hearing the rumors today about
Stuff and Junk.
Yes. But, of course, we have Hoss, who is on the inside of everything, and we know way more than you do. So if you want to tune in, that'll be after the Hatchimals. But stick around. Hatchimal Secret is coming up next, and the Hatchimal Giveaway right here on The Kelly Manos Show. Try to judge me because you think that I'm another MC. Well, I'm the new kid. I just
what you want to. Talk to me, then try to put me down. We used to be cool, now we don't hang around. Used to be friends, but now we're foes. Ask me why, man, no one knows. Maybe jealousy between you and me. Could be the fame, could be the money. I'm going for mine, and I don't really care. Cause the spotlight broad base don't share. I'm the headliner of this show, and you're just a kid, and you need to grow. Because
joy,
pump it up, pump it up. Come on, here we go.
Sunshine,
keep it going.
Rain, everybody sing along.
Come on,
joy.
Pump it up, pump it up.
And pain,
here we go, here we go. Come on.
Sunshine,
what else?
And rain, everybody clap your hand out. Joy,
pump it up, pump it up.
And pain,
yeah, keep it going now.
Sunshine,
what else?
And rain, listen to us sing now. Joy,
pump it up, pump it up.
And pain,
yeah, here we go.
Like sunshine,
pump it up, pump it up.
Look in the mirror and not recognize the person looking back at you? Wish you could go back in time and reverse the signs of aging? Then you need to schedule a free consultation at Aurora Medical Spa. Now with two locations in De Pere and the Chesterfield Valley, Aurora Medical Spa is St. Louis's premier medical spa. Ranked the number one Botox provider in the St. Louis area, offering the most advanced and effective skin procedures. Other services include laser hair removal, tattoo removal, skin resurfacing, microdermabrasion, and much, much more. Consultations are always free. You have nothing to lose, except a few wrinkles. Visit their website to see amazing before and after transformations at auroramedicalspa.com. Mention the Kelly Mano Show and get $20 off your first visit. That's www.auroramedicalspa.com. Aurora Medical Spa. We take skin seriously.
Hey guys, Kelly Mano here. If you and your sweetie have been looking for a new, exciting date night, Just Dancing West in St. Peter's is rolling out brand new partner classes starting in January. These are Latin, ballroom, and swing dancing. New classes are offered each month, and if you don't have a sweetie, no partner needed. They will hook you up with that as well. You can register for 1 4-week class or choose the unlimited option, and you can take all the classes you want for an entire month. Their calendar is located at justdancingwest.com. You can find all the specifics on days and times. Again, these are level one classes for beginners. They're starting in January. They're group classes. They would make a great idea for a gift for the holidays. If you're struggling with what to get, you know, your girlfriend, your fiance, she would love a gift certificate to take ballroom dance classes with you. If you want more information, you can go to their website at justdancingwest.com. They're located on North St. Peter's Parkway in St. Peter's, Missouri. And you can also find them on Facebook. No matter how you get in touch with Just Dancing West, make sure that you tell them the Kelly Mano Show sent you.
Come on!
Mondays suck a little bit less.
Because the Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
Hey, Dirty. What? That girl right there. Oh, she makes me
say. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, oh, hey. Do what you do.
I like the way you do that right there. Right there. Switch your hip when you walk and let down your hair.
Oh, the heavens just opened and angels
thank
started
you, baby
singing.
Jesus.
The thank you, here. 8 pounds, 7 ounce, baby Jesus, because we have Starbucks.
Yay.
So what is everybody drinking? Is it really, now when I ordered Hoss's, I wrote big ass pumpkin spice. Is that as big as it comes?
It's a venti, no.
That's a venti.
That's a normal large. They have like a
Trenta. Can you get that hot though? Or is the Trenta? I think the Trenta might only be an iced. Yeah.
So they only do the hot ones to a certain. So what's everybody drinking?
I have a awesome pumpkin spice latte.
You are such a white girl.
I told you I'm a basic white bitch when it comes to coffee.
Everything Hoss does is so white girl. He's like, I got new penguin socks. They have aloe in them.
They have aloe in them. I saw that.
Right. And then he's yesterday he's like, it's never too cold. I thought he said for like a cranberry scone.
No, man. Snow cones.
See, that snow cone in the winter. Stephanie, what do you have over there?
I have a grande Americano.
Is that just a coffee?
No, it's espresso. It's like 3 shots of espresso.
Ground up Americans.
I have
and water.
So I hate coffee. I hate frappuccinos. Coffee. I hate anything that even kind of tastes like coffee. People are like,
I love coffee.
People are like, taste this. It doesn't taste like coffee. And then I taste it. I'm like, it tastes like coffee, asshole.
I'm that way with beer. I hate beer.
Yes.
And anything, they're like, it doesn't taste like beer. It's this flavored beer, but it doesn't taste like beer.
And
I'm like,
still
that's
tastes
crap.
Like beer.
It tastes like beer.
So I get a pink drink.
And okay.
Now what is that?
It is some wake me up stuff. So some kind of caffeine.
Okay.
And then it's like milk and strawberries, and it tastes like a melted strawberry shake, kind of.
It's adorable.
Isn't it? I love
it. It's like
it.
The Starbucks Shirley Temple.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, speaking of Starbucks, you know, it's the giving season. It's the holiday, you know, do nice crap for people season. And God, I'm sorry, but I am so annoyed by the pay for the person behind you Starbucks crap, because I never go to Starbucks. I go maybe once a month for a pink drink and that's it. And so the other day I was going to do a photo session. So I'm like, I'm going to run through Starbucks and get a pink drink. I haven't had one in a while. So I go through the little line and I get to the window. And this is the first time this has happened to me, but I know it's a thing and I know what to do, because the lady's like, the kind thing you paying for your drink. You have happy holidays. And I'm like,
you're like, sweet, thanks, bye.
Yeah, well, I look in my rearview mirror and there's a car behind me. So I know the stupid drill. So I'm like, oh, okay, I'll pay for the person behind me. So I hand her my card.
She's like, they got 14 scones and 3 pieces of bread.
Let me just tell you, that person behind me must have ordered for their entire office. Oh. And I didn't know it, because the lady didn't tell me what the car behind me charged.
See, there should be a rule. Like, and the lady working should be like, you don't want to do this.
And she didn't even give me a receipt. She took my card, swiped it, and handed it back to me.
That's BS.
And I drove away, and I'm like,
well, most people don't want a receipt from Starbucks, and so I'm sure there was a lot of assumptions happening. And it is crap that she didn't tell you, well, you know, their order total is blah.
Right.
So, you know.
Well, I was able to pull away in the parking lot just a few seconds later and go to my bank, because the transactions happened so fast.
Right.
I went online. $22 I paid for this pink drink.
Oh,
and then the worst part of it was, where I was parked to look at my phone, I could still see the car that was in line. Nobody behind them.
Oh.
I'm like, damn it, I missed it by one car.
Yeah.
So can we stop doing the stupid pay for the person behind you?
You know what? I tell you what, though. I will do that, but I always ask how much. I mean, maybe I'm a jerk for it, but, you know, if there's one person in the car behind me, I'll be like, what did they get? How much was it? And usually they'll tell me, I mean, without me having to ask, like, their order is, you know, five whatever. And, you know, if it's reasonable, I'm like, sure. If they just got a coffee or something, I'll pay for their coffee.
Right.
But if they're ordering for their whole office, yeah, and they've got a family in there with them, I'm sorry. Like, you know, karma is great and all, but, like, I'm not going to buy your whole carload to get
money. I blame that stupid pay it forward movie from back in the day.
No crap. I wanted to find the person who started and be like, hey, butthole, I just paid $22 for one drink that I didn't even want to pay $5 for, because
right.
I thought that was too much for it. But I was treating myself. But it wasn't, so I had never done it before, and it wasn't until she swiped my card and then sent me on my way that I thought, wow, I have no idea what I just paid for.
Bummer.
That's a week.
Yeah. All right. So it is time for us to reveal the Hatchimal secret.
Oh my gosh, I'm dying to know.
So, as you guys know, the Hatchimals is the hottest gift of the year. Everybody is trying to find them, and it makes me so mad, because in October, I was walking through Walmart and I passed a huge stack of these suckers, and I know that they were on the girls' list, and I was like, I should just buy those now. And something in my head told me, just buy them now. But they're like $50 each. I'm like, you know what? I don't even know if we have an extra $100 right now. So, you know, I'm not going to get them. And now I'm just kicking myself, because we could be.
Oh, yeah.
We could be thousandaires right now.
For real, though.
If I would have just bought the whole stack.
Yeah.
And so now people are buying them and selling them on eBay for crazy amounts of money. And, you know, there's a lot of Hatchimal haters out there, which I don't understand, because, you know, I've got, especially Lucy, I've got, you know, two really good kids wanting these for Christmas, and they've been asking for them for months. And, you know, they're not that expensive. They're like $40-$50. So who am I to not try hard to get one for them? So
sure.
I said, I'm not paying $200. I'm not paying more than retail. And I'm not shopping on Thanksgiving and leaving my family, because Walmart did a thing on Thanksgiving. And I just think shopping on Thanksgiving is crap.
I think the whole fact that Black Friday has gone from Friday normal mornings to Friday at midnight to Thursday at 8 to Thursday at noon.
Yeah, well, it was we were supposed to be in line at 6 o'clock, or, you know, that was when they were giving them away.
Yeah.
And then if you didn't hear the show last week, we had this brilliant plan that. Yep. So Hoss and I like to go out and do goofy stuff on I don't know if you'd call them stunts or whatever. But I happen to know the code to get on the Walmart intercom, because we've done it several times at this point. And so I was going to go in Walmart when they went on sale, like at Black Friday, like right when they were like, honk, Hatchimals are on sale. And I was going to get on the intercom in like the fitting room department and be like, ladies and gentlemen, we have another stash of Hackamals or Hatchimals. They should be called Hackamals.
They should be.
In aisle 26, and then send half the crowd running that way. And then Hoss's big 7 foot butt snatches one and walks out with like a trophy. but they did bracelets. So anyway, so here is the official Hatchimal secret. And we found this from our friend Jason Martin, who hosts the Blues podcast with Hoss. Do you want to plug the podcast?
Yeah, we try to do it every week. Obviously, you know, sometimes holidays get in the way, but it's a weekly show where we recap the week that was in blues. We do blues history. We have a couple of fun regular segments like the Blues Hall of Shame, where we honor terrible blues throughout the history. And just, you know, we try to have fun with the fact that it's sports, but, you know, right. We all are kind of stupid super fans.
There you go. Well, awesome. Well, so Hoss is like, hey, Jason has the hookup on the Hatchimals. And so I, like, and you put it on Facebook, and I assumed that Jason was going to come right back and tell us right there on Facebook how to do it. But he was like, call me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. So we call him, and it turns out, and I want Jimmy to come in here for this, because he is actually the one who did 95% of the legwork for this. So what happens is every morning, different targets across the United States actually get shipments of Hatchimals. Now, they don't make this public knowledge because they get very limited quantities. Sometimes they get 2, sometimes they get 4. I think the most we've seen a store get is 6. Now, Target opens, most Targets open at 8 a.m. However, at 6 o'clock in the morning, if you go to Target.com and you select your area Target stores, it will tell you which ones they unloaded from the truck that morning. And not only that, but there's like 6 different kinds of Hatchimals. You have to click on every different one to see whether it says in stock. And if it says in stock, that means that store unloaded it from the truck that morning. And you need to go get your butt to Target as soon as possible. So, Jimmy, take it over from here.
All right, let me just kind of clarify a couple of those things. So, 6 a.m. at the latest. I've noticed that some of these stores will update their stock as early as 5 a.m.
And this is online.
This is online. So you go to Target.com. Then you search for Hatchimals. Don't worry about selecting your store first. That doesn't really work. You have to look for Hatchimals. There's 5 different Hatchimals. You click on each one. Then you select your store, and it'll pick every store within 100 miles of whatever your, you know, store location is. And that's when it will tell you in stock or limited stock. If it says limited stock, you can almost guarantee that they're going to have 2. If it says in stock, it's typically, like Kelly said, like 4, maybe 6. And our experience is trying to track these down. We get up at 5 in the morning. We start looking. We keep refreshing because, like I said, they're receiving these trucks' inventories in. So they're, you know, it might not show up at 5, but it might show up at 5:30. So you got to keep checking. But it might say 2 stores in the St. Louis area have them. They're not all going to have them. Most of them are not going to have them. 2 or 3 stores might have them. And then you get your butt there, get in line.
Right. And if like there were mornings where we woke up and we checked online, and the ones that had them in stock were like 30 minutes away. And we're like, we're never going to make it or beat other people there. Yeah. So it was pointless to go do it. And then there were some mornings that we got up, you know, and saw that it was in stock and the Target was like 8 minutes away. And we drove there and we got in the line and we, you know, we'd stand in line and there'd be like 3 people in front of us. And then the Target guy would come out because the Target people have caught on to this.
Yeah.
So if you have nice Target workers, they will come out and tell you how many they have so that you don't stand in line for nothing. Because there were several times that Jimmy and I would go stand in line. And they'd be like, sorry, we only have 4, and we were number 5.
Oh, yeah.
But the good thing is that a lot of them will give you a ticket, or they'll just even write down a piece of paper, Hatchimal number 4. And then you can go sit in your car for a few hours and stay warm until the store opens at 8. Jimmy even came home once, took a shower, went back. And it's such a crapshoot. So one morning, Jimmy and I got up, and we went to 3 different ones that had them in stock. And it was like boom, boom, boom. And every single one we went to, it was, we were too late already. And then it
so
was,
are you going like an hour before the store opens?
Yeah, yeah, like the stores open at 8, but they update their website around 5:30 or 6.
So are you going there like right when you see it then?
Yes, the minute you see in stock, you get in your car and you go, and you stand at the Target door.
Uh-huh.
And eventually an employee will come out and be like, hey, are you here for a Hatchimal? Okay, and then he'll give like a ticket to the first couple in line.
Yeah.
So if you show up at like 7:45 and
you're
you
done.
And you're like, oh, look, nobody's in line. Well, guess what? They're all hiding in their cars staying warm.
Right.
So you're not, because we had to inform a few people of that.
So my question is, are the Hatchimals, well, two. One, I'm assuming it's one Hatchimal per person.
One per person.
And then second is, are they actually on the shelves? Like,
No.
Is it like doors open and you sprint to the toy aisle?
No.
Or are they behind the counter?
They've got them ready for you. Because, and actually I've never made it to that part because they have it ready for you, right, Jimmy?
Yeah, so after you get your line ticket, and then you come back at 8 o'clock, you go to customer service, and they just, you turn in your line ticket, they give you the Hatchimal.
Right. And the funny thing was that our same friend, Jason Martin, the morning that Jimmy and I went to three different Targets in a row, and we could not get a right number in line, we kept being too late. And then Jason calls us at like 7:45. He's like, hey, well, you know, I can swing by the Baldwin Target and see if they have one. I'm like, you're crazy. We've been at three stores since 6 a.m., but sure, go ahead, Jason. And then he sends me a selfie with a Hatchimal. He's like, got one.
How'd that happen?
Well, just nobody had checked the Baldwin store.
Wow.
And so, it just depends on who in your area is getting up that morning.
Yep.
And who else is checking. And, you know, we've got, 20 days till Christmas?
Yeah.
So this is going to keep happening every single day. And it might take more than one day to get one.
So they get a shipment every day?
Every day, Targets are getting Hatchimals.
Yes, different Targets every day. So, like, a few days ago, we were going to try to get our hands on one more for the show. And I woke up really early, 5 o'clock that morning. The only ones that have them were Belleville, Illinois, and like Fairview Heights, Illinois. Like,
not getting there.
Right. And so that is the Hatchimal secret. And you buy them for regular price. And if you have the Target Cartwheel app, you get like they've got like 20% off toys right now. So I got one of them for like $40. And
nice.
The other
That's
one.
Awesome.
Yeah, the other
if you
one
have
was
a red
like,
card, you get an extra 5%.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the reason that I know that there's probably some parents out there that are like, dang it, why is she telling? Because nobody's telling this secret because everybody's trying to get them for their own kids.
Rude.
But Jimmy and I have shown up morning after morning and seen some of these same scalper people that you know don't have kids that are just there to buy them and resell them for a gigantic, that one dude with the facial hair, does he have a goatee or?
No, he's got a beard and a black sock hat and I punch him in the face.
Every morning we were behind that dude
you
so many
times. You missed the other
times.
Thing he has, which is an eBay account.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, the guy in the black sock hat and the beard, we'd pull up every morning and see that a-hole and I'm like, dude, seriously, we're just trying to get these for our kids and you don't have any. And so I want the parents to get up and get in line.
Yeah.
And if you see Black Sock Hat Man, just give him a little elbow to the, take him out of the knees or something.
Yeah. I saw somebody trying to sell a hatched one for like $100
on
Facebook.
I did too. I'm like, no, honey, that's not going to work. Nobody wants a hatched one.
Yeah.
One of my friend's parents, you know how sweet, I love our parents, baby boomer generation, but she sent me a message on Facebook. She's like, you don't have to buy those. You don't have to wait in those lines. I just ordered a bunch of them for my grandkids and they're going to be in stock on December 5th from Amazon. And I went on, it was some like knockoff, like dinosaur eggs.
Oh, no.
I'm like, no, I'm like,
your kids are going to hate you.
Yeah, I'm like, those are not the same thing.
Sweet, but,
And so I mentioned that we had two for that we need. And now I have one to give away. So if you listen, when we come back, I'm going to tell you how you can win your own Hatchimal, and we're going to give it away probably maybe like Wednesday morning because I think we're going to do a little contest and we'll draw it live on Facebook. And then we are going to talk to Hoss.
Oh, yes.
About.
Oh, yes, we are.
This is as close to as big of an announcement as like announcing that you're having a baby.
I would say that if you're a fan of music and you're a fan of the city, it's pretty substantial.
Yep. All right. Hatchimal giveaway and a big announcement right next. Right next is not a word.
It is at this hour of the day.
Coming up next on The Kelly Mano Show.
All the high rolling cats hold a paper that ain't no half stepping, strapped with a nice weapon. It's against the law for her to move them hips. If you ever seen it dirty, your mouth gon' drop. Worldwide fools probably tell you this on top. I like the way you do that right there. Switch your hips when you walk and let down your hair. I like the way you do.
right there. Right there. Lick your lips when you're talking, that make me stir. Make me stir. I like the way you do that right there. Right there. Switch your hips when you're walking, let down your hair. Down your hair. I like the way you do that right there. Right there. Lick your lips when you're talking, that make me stir. Make me stir. I like the way she doing that.
Come on.
Plus I like it when she bring it back.
Say,
ooh, 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 ooh. What you do?
Woo.
I like the way she doing that.
Come on.
Plus I like it when she bring it back.
Say,
ooh, 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 ooh. What you do?
Woo.
Give me what you got for a poke chop. She threw it at me like I was a showstop. Working in a fatty girl halter the top. Then she backed it up on me and let it drop.
Drive.
Make it hot, boing like a bunny.
Bunny.
Girl, can I touch you where it's sunny? Her appearance will make you give us some money. She's a pose for Sports Illustrated. It's like a picture perfect sight. When she pass, all the other girls hate it. But I like the way you do that right there.
Right there.
Switch your hips when you walk and let down your hair.
Down your hair.
I like the way you do that right there.
Right there.
Lick your lips when you're talking, that make me stir.
Make me stir.
I like the way you do that right there.
Right there.
Switch your hips when you walk and let down your hair.
Down your hair.
Right there,
right there.
Lick your lips when you're talking, that make me stir.
Make me stir.
I like that, I like that, I like that, I like that track star. Ooh, 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 what you do? I like that, I like that, I like that, I like that team. Ooh, 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 what you do?
To buy or sell a home? Join the crowd that's moving with Rachel and the Rachel Witt team at RE/MAX. With over 14 years of experience, Rachel is an expert and will guide you every step of the way. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to upgrade, Rachel Witt makes the home buying experience fun again. Interested in building instead of buying? She can help you with that too. Make sure to visit her website, homesalesinstcharles.com. where the MLS listings are updated daily. Or you can call her at 636-720-3836. Tell her Kelly Mano sent you. Join the crowd that's moving with Rachel and the Rachel Witt team at RE/MAX and start browsing for your dream house now at homesalesinstcharles.com.
Hey guys, Kelly Mano here with the Kelly Mano Show. We just celebrated our 1 year anniversary of the radio show, and I am as surprised as anybody that we're still here and still going. But not only are we going, but we are growing. We are putting out more content and more shows than ever before, which means for the first time in a long time, we have room for new advertisers. If you run a business and you are interested in having that business heard on the Kelly Mano Show, we can get you some more information. New York Magazine recently said podcasts are to radio as Netflix is to cable. Unlike a traditional radio listener, your podcast listeners set aside time in their day to listen to the Kelly Mano Show. They aren't flipping through the channels or changing it when a commercial comes on. They are a captive audience. They are a dedicated audience, and your message is heard loud and clear. Podcast advertising is not only affordable, but the return on investment that you get is unlike any other medium. So if you would like a sales package, just send an email over to heykelly@kellymano.com, and producer Stephanie will get you all the information you need to team up with the Kelly Mano Show.
Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy.
Okay, the classy part might be a stretch. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
Mm-hmm.
That music can only mean... Hoss is already smiling.
You have no
he's
idea.
Glowing. He's glowing.
His dimples are like craters right now. He's so excited. There's like a twinkle in your eye.
It's Christmas morning
it's
for
beautiful.
Me.
Beautiful.
So the big announcement this morning on the music scene in St. Louis is what, Hoss?
Well, before we announce it, I want to bring a friend of mine on the show with us, who's my friend John. John, are you there?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? So, I'm all right, man. It's Christmas morning for me. So, John works for Live Nation, who is one of the big concert production companies in the, I would say world. We won't even say U.S., but worldwide. And he has done a lot of the legwork on this. And I think it's safe to say that he's probably done as much work babysitting me over the last not only year with the cancellation of the date on April Fool's as it was 2 months ago almost when he was like, so don't get too excited, but this might happen. And it's been every day like, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? So, John, can I officially say it now?
Yep, you are. It is good it is out there, and you can talk about it.
So, the rumors that have been going around are true. Guns N' Roses is touring again in 2017. The North American tour starts Thursday, July 27th at the Dome at America Center. For the first time in 26 years, Guns N' Roses returns to St. Louis.
You know, I was really I thought that they were really trolling St. Louis.
I did too.
When the billboards went up the second time, I was like, I don't believe this for a second. They're not really coming. So, John, they're really coming. Axl's not going to change his mind.
Nope. In fact, you know, the band is really, really excited about this show. You know, they're looking forward to the return. You know, Richard Fortus, who's in the band now, is from St. Louis, and he's pumped about it. I mean, he was teasing himself this weekend, so... It is real. It is happening.
And so are they kicking off the tour?
Yes.
So this is going to be their
That's
first
amazing.
Show. John, do you think they're going to address the crowd in any special way? I mean, obviously, they've got to bring it up somehow.
You know, I honestly don't know. I mean,
it's, my money's
you know,
on
Axl is definitely. Yeah, I mean, he's a much more mellow Axl than, you know, years past. And, you know, as Chris could attest to, he saw the shows last year. You know, he just goes out there and it's an amazing show. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see how he addresses it. You know, your guess is as good as mine.
He has to say something. He can't just come out and play and not recognize.
He'll say something. I don't know if he'll make a big deal about it, but it's not in his DNA not to acknowledge the fact that he's come back.
And it's history. He's making
it's big
history.
Deal.
We're all going to be there, hopefully. How hard are these tickets going to be to get?
Cigarettes in prison, I bet you. It's going to be tough. Like, they go on sale Saturday at 10 a.m. There's various pre-sales that start as early as today with fan club and things like that. Now, the good news is I talked to John over the course of this last week when things were starting to get finalized. And I'll go ahead and tell you guys now that we have a pair of tickets to give away.
Woo-hoo! Yes! The Kelly Mano Show, owning the market on the Guns N' Roses tickets.
We all your hookup.
And I will, John, I'll call you after the fact and give you all the information you need from me in order to lock those down.
I'll help you guys out.
All right.
But thank you very much. I'm sorry that I've been the biggest pain in your ass for the last year as this has come together. But if you think I was a pain now, wait until you start getting closer to show day.
Oh, my gosh. And yeah, thank you. I know that you've done a lot of hard work behind the scenes, John. So thank you so much for helping bring Guns N' Roses back to St. Louis.
Go get some sleep, dude.
For real this time.
Yeah, definitely. Glad to make a lot of people happy.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Thanks, John.
All right. Take care.
All right, so, yeah, they're coming.
It's really, really happening.
It's really, really, really,
really,
really happening. So, yeah, and Hoss has known about this for so long. And he's known so many more details than he's been able to talk about.
I know. I love his Facebook teases on it. It's
did my dog fart again?
I can't.
Oh my, she's been sitting by me farting this whole time.
Well, she just moved over my way, and now her butt is in my direction.
Yep.
And I just
You're
oh
welcome.
My God,
sharing the love.
Holy.
So
That's really, really bad. I saw I can't hardly talk. I feel like I've been fogged by a fart. My God. Let me fan the air a little bit. I read a story over the weekend. Do you guys know what vocal fry is?
No.
No.
You think you don't know what it is, but you know what it is. Okay. And it is an epidemic that is taking over the young girls in our lives. And I'm going to kill my daughters.
All right.
So here's a little bit of it. Let's see if I can make this work.
America's young women are running out of oxygen. What else could explain why so many of them sound like this?
Oh, God,
so
yeah.
So cute. So cute.
I'm just now.
Just kind of like my, motto.
Kim and Chloe just don't get it.
Believe it or not, there's a scientific term for the way a Kardashian speaks.
Idiocy.
Vocal fry.
So, yeah, vocal fry. It's like when, and I noticed it this weekend because I went to the event that I shot on Saturday night with the, it was a higher end event. It was at the Chase. It was fancy. It was, everything I'm not, with my underwear shoved in my purse because they were uncomfortable.
Oh, I'm going to be willing to bet if there's vocal fry going on, you weren't the only girl with her underwear in her purse.
Yeah, well, mine were in my purse for a different reason because they were uncomfortable and cutting off my circulation. But I was leaving and I was waiting for the valet. And this girl gets out of her car in her stilettos and her tight dress and her fake hair. And she dropped her purse and her makeup spilled everywhere. And because I'm a decent human being, I started helping her pick it up. And everything, she's like, oh, my God, you're so nice. Oh, thank you. You didn't have to do that. And I was like, oh, my God, stop talking like that. You are a grown woman. And so, but then, you look back on our generation growing up when the Valley Girl thing took over. And,
like, totally.
And we always used the word like, and everything was like up talk at the end. And so I guess this is just something we're going to have to accept.
No, we don't. No, God. We really don't.
Maybe it'll pass. Maybe we'll grow out.
Oh, it'll for sure pass.
We grew out of the Valley Girl thing. Like, nobody's talking in questions.
I know.
Anymore, really.
But we did it for like,
the end.
They might.
We did it for like 10 years, though. So we're going
to
have.
I bet you we're going close to 5 to 10 right now on this.
On the vocal fry. We just didn't have a name for it before then. Mm-hmm. Thank God my girls. If somehow we could just nuke all the Kardashians off the planet.
Amen.
Then maybe it would go away and girls wouldn't talk like this.
I saw an amazing meme, either it was over the weekend or maybe this morning, that was the whole Kardashian girl clan, including the two Jenner girls.
Yeah.
It was just the daughters and then Chris in the middle, and it said American Horror Story. But instead of horror, it said horror.
Yeah. Oh, and did you see Kanye's out of the hospital now? He was in the mental hospital for like a week.
Exhaustion.
Oh, my God. He was suffering from exhaustion. The only thing you were suffering from is being a total douchebag. But for a second, it made me think, like, what if he really has been mentally ill this whole time? And then I'm like, there's no way.
I don't think there's a what if. He is. Yeah.
He is. But I mean, like, I thought, like, what if he comes back and is, like, normal? And was like, I'm so sorry for the last 10 years.
That'd be great. It'll never happen.
No.
Because even if that did happen, you got to think his managers would just say, you can't undo everything.
No.
Like, you've built what you are based on this character.
How does he still sell tickets to his shows? I mean,
people love a train wreck.
I don't think I know one person who likes him. He used to be a fantastic rapper.
First two albums, everything else, crap.
Jesus Walks, all of that stuff. I even was with him up to like Stronger because that was when he started the electronic stuff. And now his shows are just about him.
It's terrible.
They have nothing to do with his music. His music is synthesized crap.
Yep.
I don't even know if he plays the old stuff anymore because he strikes me as somebody who wouldn't, who'd be too cool to play, his old stuff.
I saw him once in the very beginning when he was still doing like radio shows and stuff. So it wasn't a proper Kanye show.
Right.
And it was good, but I don't even know anyone who's gone to a Kanye show recently to say anything, but I agree. His shows now are like 80% rant and 20% music.
Right. I mean, like, seriously, Like, seriously.
Oh, my God.
Who goes
to Kanye shows?
We should invent a new language that mixes the Valley Girl with the Brooklyn Fry.
I'd like to put in my notice of resignation.
So, on behalf of producer Stephanie and my co-host Haas and myself, thank you so much for joining us for the Kelly Mano Show. I hope you liked it. I hope we started your week off right. If you like the show, share the show. We've said that from the beginning. Your Facebook, your Twitter, your Twitter, your...
All right.
Your we didn't give away... Stop. We didn't give away the Hatchimal.
Yeah.
The contest. I thought you were doing a contest.
I know, but I have to announce the contest on my show.
You did.
I know, but I didn't tell people how.
Oh, God.
Just that we were giving not how we were going to give it
away. Yeah, so they...
She talked about it. I was legit.
It was legit. It was touched on.
Were you guys asking behind the scenes if I'd given it
away yet? He asked me if you announced the giveaway. I was like, oh, yeah, she said the giveaway. I was like, yeah, we're going to do it Wednesday.
I was making sure our kid got on the bus. Okay.
So we're going to do another one of our famous I Hate Kelly Mano contests. Because anytime I do a contest and give something away fun, like the hoverboard, or like when we gave away the hoverboard, we made people write on their faces, I love Kelly Mano, and then put it on their Facebook profile picture. The other one, what did we give away when we made people drink with their feet? I think it was Blues tickets. And so basically, we run these contests called I Hate Kelly Mano because, you know, I make you do dumb things. And so the challenge to get the Hatchimal is going to be the ugly selfie challenge. It's really easy.
Oh, I love this.
I need all of the listeners who want to win a Hatchimal to take the ugliest selfie you've ever taken in your life. I want to see nostrils, double chins, crossed eyes, whatever you can do to make it the ugliest selfie that you can take. Upload it to the Kelly Mano Show Facebook page and make sure you use the hashtag I Hate Kelly Mano. All one word, I Hate KELLYMANNO. So if you upload that today, I am going to take all of the entries. We'll cut it off at like maybe 5 o'clock tonight.
Do 8, because some people will get off work and, you know.
So you have until 8 o'clock tonight to take the selfie and enter the contest. And then I will draw the winner live on Facebook. I don't know when. I'll tell you. Jimmy, why are you making mean faces?
Oh, I wasn't. I think there needs to be something for the person who really had, like, the ugliest selfie.
Well, so they're going to win the Hatchimal.
But you're saying you're going to... Are you picking the winner? You said draw the winner. I was afraid you were going to like put them all in a hat and draw one.
I think what we will do is that Haas and Stephanie and I will pick our five favorite ugliest selfies, the five best, and we'll draw from those five.
Why don't we do this? Why don't you pick five, post them, and have everyone vote?
Have everybody
vote. That's a
great
idea.
Okay, so all you have to do is take the ugliest selfie you can take.
Ugly selfie democracy.
Yep. Use the hashtag I Hate Kelly Mano so I can find you.
Yep.
And we will pick the ugliest five and put them up for votes. But I want to give it away by the end of this week.
Okay.
Because I don't want parents sitting in the cold in a Target parking lot if they don't have to.
Right.
So we will draw the winner Friday morning. How about that?
Okay.
But we need your entries today. Take your ugly selfies today with the hashtag I Hate Kelly Mano.
Today, Monday.
Speaking of challenges, and this isn't safe for air or website, did you see that Hustler Club St. Louis did the mannequin challenge and absolutely killed it?
I did.
It's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, you'll have to Google that on your own terms. Yeah. You won't be able to put that up at the show. Yeah,
we'll just say there's a lot of girls with a lot of upper body strength.
Yes, on those poles. Yeah.
There's a lot of arm strength being displayed.
Good stuff in the show at the strip club.
Yes.
Yeah.
Some like it hot with a fevered pitch. Okay, so that's it for today. We will be back next Monday morning. If you go to kellymano.com, I'm going to post another show here in a day or two, a little storyteller show for you. If you're new to the show, thanks for listening. If you love the show, share the show. Until next week, be good, have fun, stay sassy, classy, and a little bit smart-assy. Haas, anything for the boys.
You know what I'm going to say.
Yes.
Guns N' Roses is coming to St. Louis!
We love you for listening. We really, really do. We will talk to you next week. She's a